Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, January the 26th, 2014. So we see that the farmer's bill, agreed upon by both Republicans and Democrats, this farmer's bill is created to continue the rift split between poor working class white people and poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. This government official, congressperson, Republican, when he said that rural people need help, not only urban people, quote unquote, ghetto, when he said urban, he was saying ghetto. He was saying barrio. He was saying black, brown, red, and yellow poor people. To act as if poor working class white people should not unite with poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow. So we see through all of that. And we see that there are some sincere people in government. There are some sincere Democrats, a few sincere Republicans. We have some independents. We have various few people. But the parties themselves are under the control of they who work night and day to split poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow from poor working class white people. So my brother Webster Tarpley talks about looking at this thing strategically, that we should just obliterate the Republican Party, because we know for a fact that the Republican Party is for nothing and no one but the wealthy, wicked, ruling class. Get rid of them. They sound crazy. Forget it. Leave the Republican Party. So now you're left with the Democratic Party, who they have a wonderful platform. If you look at their platform, what they say they believe in, wonderful. Talks about labor, talks about human rights, so on and so forth, but they don't practice that, because those that are in the control of the Democratic Party are bought and paid for by Wall Street, by the finance oligarchs and the plutocrats. They do the bidding of Wall Street. Wall Street wants President Barack Obama to facilitate chaos in Syria and finance and arm Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, so that the government of Syria may be overthrown, and that the pipelines and the oil and the resources that are around Syria may be under greater control by Wall Street. We don't agree with that. We want that good leadership is in place, so that we do not see such wicked facilitation. Now, there was another. Oh, yeah. So Webster Tarpley, he says, split the Democratic Party and separate the Wall Street Democrats. He's already talked about just obliterate the Republican Party. Forget them. Now we're going to work to split the Democratic Party, ostracize the Wall Street Democrats. They do the bidding of Wall Street. They kill, they destroy. They give with one hand, take with the other. They take with one hand and take with the other. You didn't hear me. They take with one hand and they take with the other hand. So isolate the Wall Street Democrats, and work with the true labor people, conscious Democrats, like Barbara Lee, Maxine Waters, John Lewis, independents like Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren is in the Democratic Party, but she has independent type thinking. Work with these and make the Democratic Party a true labor party. That's for us to think about as we think about political strategy. You may say that's an imperfect thought process, but we want to infuse that into our thinking and think along those lines as we seek to come together and organize together, as we seek to create leadership that will infuse Yahushua in the hearts of the people, in the feminine womb of the people. Last issue. The Latin American and Caribbean governments, they have an acronym called CELAC. Let me see if I can find that acronym right quick. CELAC. It's a gathering, as we just said, of Caribbean and Latin nations. The CELAC convention held in Cuba. This is the second gathering that was held at the end of January. I can't see what the acronym stands for. CELAC. Maybe it's Central and Latin American and Caribbean governments. It has something to do with that. But these government leaders who seem to be government leaders that want to be true leaders and shepherds that lead on behalf of the people have created a declaration in Cuba, in Havana, because as you know, when America meets with Central and South American leaders, they always exclude Cuba because they hate that Fidel Castro overthrew Batista, a nasty, rotten, despot leader that led on behalf of the CIA and America, Britain, and Israel, and used, abused, and raped the people, created a society that black women were prostituted night and day by people who came from Hollywood and the CIA and the American government, who wanted to just play around with black people in Cuba. Cuba, 75-80% black, impoverished, destroyed, oppressed, and Batista created such a condition and facilitated such a condition, and Castro overthrew such nasty, rotten leadership because Castro wanted to be a proper shepherd, a proper leader. So America yet is angry over that. The president, no matter which president, Democrat, Republican, Bush, Obama, they yet isolate Cuba and isolate the Cuban people who have sacrificed night and day to help African people, help Caribbean people, help Central and South American people, and help peoples of the ghettos of the earth by sending doctors and sending freedom fighters and sending doctors to help the people access true health care. So President Obama is yet isolating, following after Bush, isolating Cuba. So Raul Castro, current president of Cuba, brother of Fidel Castro, facilitated this CELAC, Central and Latin American and Caribbean leaders and governments in a conference to declare a peace zone in the region, and the rules and norms for guaranteeing that intra and extra regional cooperation could bring tangible benefits to the community. So these want to form a counterweight and opposing group that is opposite the direction of America and those that are with America who facilitate death, hell, destruction, colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. Raul Castro, Cuba, and other left-leaning, revolutionary-leaning Latin American and Caribbean states, governments, want to see a peace zone, want to be a true and proper leader and shepherd. Do we say that they are perfect? No. But we say that we are raising this up so that we may think about these things. Think about a peace zone. Think about institutions that are dedicated to peace and justice and life, and not institutions that are dedicated to death, hell, warfare, and bloodshed. Even on your job, you who are members of unions, I'm a member of the UAW, I want to approach my chair of my union. Let's set up an office of friendship, love, and peace. The Department of War. They call it defense now, but Department of War. No, that's not the way. Have a Department of Peace. So I am thankful that these in Latin America and the Caribbean want to see a peace zone and are working for such reality. Now let's move to the Quran for the duration of our time together. Quran chapter 6, is it chapter 6? Verse 96, yes, chapter 6, verse 96. We want to see Bible and Quran as together. We want to see I Ching, Bhagavad Gita as together. We want to see all of the teachings of all of the righteous religions, indigenous and otherwise, as together. We want to see these books as science. As I study the African science of cosmology and creation, I am seeing daily that Quran and Bible are scientific books. And the religious community have misled us and told us that these books have nothing to do with science. And the scientific community have misled us and told us that these books have nothing to do with science. But they are counting on our not studying the African science of cosmology, which is the science of life. No separation of science and spirituality. Matter of fact, there's no such thing as spirituality without science and science without spirituality. 360 degrees of supreme knowledge and wisdom together as one. They are not expecting the scientists of today, the religious teachers of today, they're not expecting you and me to go into the definitions of the words. And then with an African mind, if you are black, brown, red, yellow, or white, you and I have the opportunity to study the ancient African teachings and then approach the scripture with the mind of these original Africans and be able to see truth in the scripture that we have never seen before. The Quran is a book of science. The Bible, a book of science. I Ching, Bhagavad Gita, science. But you have to go into the definitions of the words and see it from the original African teaching. Verse 96 of the Quran, chapter 6. Surely Allah causes the grain and the date stone to germinate. He brings forth the living from the dead, and he is the bringer forth of the dead from the living. That is Allah. How are you turned away? Let me see if I can find Allah right quick in the African Hebrew language. Because when you see the Quran and the Arabic language, we must understand that the Arabic language is a derivative language that is derived from the African Aramaic and the African Hebrew language. And so in order to understand Quran, you have to understand African Hebrew and the Old Testament and what the African Hebrews gave to the Europeans in the New Testament and taught the Europeans in their own language, European Greek. So, surely Allah causes the grain and the date stone to germinate. We're talking about life. We're talking about that cause of life. We're talking about the power of the Most High that is that power and force that is the cause of the universe and the cause of all in the universe and the cause behind all the effects of the universe, that give and afford life to the human being. It says here, Allah is the cause. Are we put out because the word Allah is used? No. We understand that Allah is one of the attributes of the Most High. Many names by the Most High. Many names that describe the Most High. Allah is also an African Hebrew word. The African Hebrew language, 5927, the African Hebrew language is the mother-father language of the African Arabic language. And Allah is found under the number 5927. And Allah is the etymological root word of Elyone or Elyon, which is the word for the Most High in the African Hebrew language. You go to the etymological root, and let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H 5927. Allah. Allah.
Allah. 5927. Hebrew side. It's a verb, an action word. It means to go up, to ascend, to climb, to go up and come up, to spring up, to grow, to shoot forth of vegetation, to excel and be superior. Now this, now the shoot forth of vegetation. It says in the Quran, Allah causes the grain and the date stone to germinate. We're talking about that which grows from the earth. We're talking about the science of growing things. What is involved? What is involved in the growing of things? You have rain and water that acts like the seed of life, germ of life called sperm. The water germinates. Allah causes the grain and the date stone to germinate. The water goes into the earth. The water causes life to come forth, to come up, to ascend, to climb up out of the earth to Allah, to Allah, to Allah. So the water goes into to the earth and Allah's the vegetation, causes the vegetation to come up and grow up out of the earth. The sun acting with the water, the rays of the sun causing photosynthesis, that process of life coming through the sun and water acting in concert together to facilitate life and growth of vegetation out of the earth so that we may reap that vegetation when it is ripe, that we may eat of the life that is, that has been infused into the vegetation. Allah, to exhale, to also go up over boundaries. I'm back to thinking of the waters of noon, noon masculine, waters, material, plasma, quartz, transmitting and conducting light, light equating to truth, that original water, that original greenish type plasma, original type waters, teaching us of life, teaching us of no boundaries, no barriers. You see, Allah is the word that is being used in the Quran to describe noon, the most high in the function of noon, teaching us of life, togetherness, oneness, no boundaries, no barriers. Nonet is the space and the womb and the heaven herself, that boundless boundary that holds these waters, that is supposed to be used to facilitate life. We are that seed. We are that germ. We are that spiritual sperm that we must learn to pump life into each other so that we may grow spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically, just like we see, or just as we see being done with the science of life, cycles of life, sun, water, earth, vegetation. Now, the date, the grain, they say the grain, as a seed, dies and then is reborn. So when we study creation, we are able to understand death and resurrection. We, because of the system and how the system has formed us, we have to die to that mind of the system and be planted into the earth and be resurrected after dying to our old selves. And the further in that verse talks about life from death and death from life. He is the bringer forth of the dead, of the living from the dead, and he is the bringer forth of the dead from the living. So we die to our original self, and then we are resurrected into life again. So the system is that which we must destroy so that we may create a new system of life for all human beings. Death from life and life from death. We are that seed. We are that date stone that we must germinate. Allah is the cause. We, the scientists, give us the process, but they don't teach us of the cause. The Most High is the cause of all that we see in the universe. The Most High is the power and the force and the cause behind the universe. The word cause in the African Hebrew language. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H 5927. Allah. Allah.
That's not the one I wanted. The word cause. The word cause is this pronunciation.
Strong's age 3318. Yatsah. Yatsah.
Hebrew 3318. To go out. To come forth. To exit. To go forth to a place, to go forward, to come or go forth, come out of, to cause to go or come out, to cause to bring out, that one that brings you out and leads you out is the cause, the power that brings and leads you out, the to deliver, that force, that power that causes our deliverance. You see, we are talking scientific. Let's take this last break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.